Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God recorded in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 19. The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. In the world of professional horse racing, there is a singular moment that all the jockeys in the sport know very well. It is the moment just before the starting gates open and the race begins. In that brief length of time, seconds can seem like centuries. In that brief length of time, the purebred horses in those starting gates are just waiting to explode with speed, their every muscle ready to uncoil their power and to rocket down the track. They are focused on one thing. They are looking for the starting gates to open. Keep that picture in mind as you consider what God's Word has to say about the creation you see around you. Many of you this summer are doing some kind of traveling. Perhaps you're traveling through scenery that's entirely new to you, or perhaps you're traveling through scenery that's very familiar. Either way, God wants you to enjoy that scenery. He wants you to soak in the beauty that has come from His hand. He wants you to savor that scenery to His glory. And He wants you to do something else. Whether you are standing before the vastness of the Grand Canyon, the majesty of the Rocky Mountains, seeing the power of the Atlantic Ocean, the lush green of farmland, or the stars in the night sky, wherever you are, God wants you to picture His creation waiting for something. Because it is. Through the Apostle Paul, the Lord tells us that His creation is waiting in eager expectation for the Lord Jesus to return and to take His faithful people home. Just as a racehorse looks for the starting gate to open, so also God's creation is waiting for our Savior and King to return. So enjoy your travels through God's creation this summer. Enjoy the scenery. Enjoy its beauty. But as you do, remember to see it as God wants you to see it. Remember that it's all waiting in eager expectation for Jesus to return. See it in light of the wonderful reality of your Savior from sin. Lord Jesus Christ, You came to this earth. You died for my sin. You rose from death. You ascended into heaven. And one day You will return to take me home. In my travels this summer, keep this truth vivid in my eyes. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.